Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hebrews chapters 7 to 9. Jesus Christ is the mediator of a better covenant. We read in Hebrews chapter 8 verses 1 and 2 and verse number 6 like this. Now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant which was established on better promises. After delving at length on the qualifications and appointment of Jesus as the ultimate high priest, the writer of the epistle to the Hebrews now starts to describe his ministry in the heavenly sanctuary, even the true tabernacle. The atoning work of Jesus is so superior to the ministry of the Jewish priest that he has replaced the old system by his eternal and perfect priesthood. The ministry of Jesus Christ as our high priest involves a specific kind of service that includes a covenant, a sanctuary, and a sacrifice, and is superior to Aaron's because Jesus officiates in a better sanctuary through a better covenant. We have such a high priest in Jesus Christ who is the ultimate fulfillment of the Old Testament tabernacle, priesthood, offerings, ceremonies, and even the temple of God in Jerusalem. As our high priest, Jesus is seated on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens. We not only have a high priest who has taken his seat at God the Father's right hand, but we have one who now ministers as a high priest in the heavenly sanctuary. No other priest ever sat down in recognition of a finished work, and none ever had such a high place of honor and power. As the high priest and king, Jesus occupies the place of supreme power as he serves the people in the sanctuary of heaven. Thousands of years of Jewish history were built on God's covenant with Israel, but Christ now offers a superior covenant rooted in better promises. The covenant is better because it really works and is superior to the old covenant as it is based on the promises that offers us something better than ritual cleansing. Also, the priestly ministry of Jesus Christ is more excellent than the ministry of the Aaronic priests because he can really bring people to God. Jesus offered his own blood to put away sins and open the way for us to enter into the very presence of God. So Jesus is a mediator of a better covenant because it was founded on better promises. The new covenant that Jesus mediated is an unconditional covenant of grace, which imputes righteousness where there is none and teaches us to live righteously through empowerment and rewards us when we obey him. As mediator, Jesus stood between God and humanity to bridge the gap of estrangement by offering himself as an eternal atoning sacrifice of sin. As we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 5 to 6, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." So can we present our petitions to Jesus Christ, our mediator, today, who is currently seated on the right hand of God the Father and interceding for us?